This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for June 22nd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Federal Communications Commission wants to ban the further use of 121.5 MHz emergency locator transmitters. There's no effective date specified, but many aircraft will be grounded until they can get on 406 MHz if it happens too quickly. The Museum of Flight in Seattle will break ground on its new space gallery a week from today and will announce the state's major commitment to bringing one of the three retiring space shuttles to Seattle. Two pilots and the entire board of directors of Sundance Resources are reported missing in the Republic of Congo when their plane failed to complete a flight. Ballistic Recovery Systems says a capital restructuring has better positioned it for growth and leaves High F Incorporated, a private fund based in Miami, as BRS's biggest shareholder. Aerojet and NEC Corporation have signed an agreement to jointly supply ion propulsion systems derived from Japan's Hayabusa spacecraft to the U.S. and Japanese aerospace markets. Turkish Airlines has placed a firm order for an additional Airbus A330-200. The Cirrus Landing Gear Simulator allows the fixed-gear SR-22 to be used for training pilots on retractable gear operations. AeroTwin has received FAA approval for improvements in its Honeywell turbine installation in Cessna Caravan 208s and 208Bs. And the FAA has given Terra Fugia an exclusive exemption to allow the transition flying car to carry an extra 110 pounds of airbags and other car safety equipment as required by the feds and still be classified a light sport aircraft at 1,430 pounds. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, Eric Lindberg talks about the value of prizes in spurring technology and what the XPRIZE has meant to him personally. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.